welcome news after, I'd say, being involved in a campaign for a regulator for the food industry for approximately 3 years now. It's welcome news that the Minister seems to be taking on board the recommendations made by the Ag Committee when they reviewed the legislation that was proposed. And yeah, it's welcome news, and hopefully it'll be approved by the Cabinet. It's all down to what powers they have, legal powers. Reading briefly there on the recommendations made by the Ag Committee, the regulator would seem to be in line to have some very strong powers, like they'll have the power to do on-the-spot, unannounced investigations. The fine, which had been previously proposed for breaches of the unfair trading practices, has increased from a proposed €500,000 fine to up to 10 million or 10% of a business's global turnover, whichever is greater. So those, if implemented, and if those powers are given to the regulator, then that would be massive. That would be a great achievement. Then another key issue here is that the people selected to run the office of the regulator will be independent, and we would be making recommendations to the minister that when recruitment starts, which I believe it's about to start for staff in this office, that it will be done through open competition, that it keeps that it's fully independent of any other department or any other. The one line that I liked in it was that it would have the powers to investigate cartel-like activities, especially within the beef industry, from our point of view. But it goes on right across agriculture. So hopefully, it will bring about the changes that has been long called for within agriculture.